Mute yourselves if you haven't already. Thank you. Don't mean to be bossy about it, but the protocol, guys.
Accurate tone of voice, I think.
All right. I don't know. Camden Schaefer just stuck in the join limbo, and John, I think we might just have to start without him. Ready? Here we go.
Sorry about that, y'all. When I turn my video on, I turn the audio on too.
Who the that's making it worse? You know, just mute it and you're done. You can talk later. We got a whole live stream to go. You can talk about it whenever you want. Just jump in, but not right now, because now we're going to start this theme song, and Camden Schaefer is still stuck.
Please don't take this person out. Would you politely go to hell?
Hey!
Ah! Hey! Ho!
Look at us.
Hey, noises.
Look at the exciting reveal. Hello, everybody. Indeed, welcome to the program, Never Not Funny, the live stream. I was behind the curtain because I believe in show business still. But I heard you guys running your mouth, and I heard some guy, as Matt goes, okay, let's start, starts the music, and some guy just starts talking. Who the F was that?
Don't ask who it was, because then he'll unmute again and start talking again.
You welcomed him to. You said jump in, but not right now. You welcomed him to jump in.
I just meant eventually there will be a moment.
I don't want him to jump in at all. That's the last thing I want, is that guy to get involved. He's already ruined the day.
Was it Jeff? I'm assuming it was one of the people that's at the top of my thing here. One of these Jeffs probably did it.
I don't know. I blame that guy Craig, who's in a pitch black room. It had to be Craig. Right, it's Craig. Craig, I would tell you to nod your head, but
Amy Radford's confirming nonverbally that it was.
Craig. Oh, it was Craig. There's Craig. Look at Craig. Look how smiley face and happy Craig is. Right there we are. All right, now Craig, stop it. You're done. That's the last. What we hopefully hear from you. There he's back in the dark room. What if he's a photographer? What if he's in the dark room? What if he's exposing some film? Is that how it's developing? Because that's what I'm looking for.
I don't see Craig, by the way. I do see another. I see Jamie Howlett looking very dark. It looks like he's in a dressing room of a regional theater company.
I don't see him. Matt, there's eight screens here. I can't see everybody. I mean, that's just how it's going to go. That's Matt Belknap, everybody. He's holding down the fort at HQ in Sherman Oaks, California. We've also got Elliot Hochberg, who's right there at in Palms, California, the city councilman. and then, of course, there's Garen Cockrell, the proprietor of Cockrell's artisanal. Move your head, Garen, and the chair. Artisanal.
I don't have enough room to move. Cocks and hens, I think it says.
Cocks and hens. All right, I forgot what that was. And so we welcome everybody in. Thanks for joining us here on thanks for joining us here on a beautiful sunny afternoon in Los Angeles. Started about 3:05 today, about 3:08 now. We have 3 minutes of downtime. I had to talk to Craig about him interrupting the program. Hey, that's going to happen though. You do live radio. That's going to happen. You're going to have a guy backing things up. And then, but, you know, we'll tighten that up. We'll edit that out for the Dropbox. And everybody, don't forget to get out to AutoZone this weekend. We got Never Not Funny beer cozies we're giving away. So come on, first 22 people out there get a beer cozy. It was 25, but my three castmates each took one home because they said these things are fantastic. They keep my beer icy cold. So come on out for the last 22 beer cozies at the AutoZone in Culver City, California. I'm going to have to look up and see if there is a AutoZone in Culver City. It might be a Pep Boys. Bottom line, we're going to an auto shop. Auto supply store in Culver City this Saturday. Come on out. All right, that's fine. Welcome to the program, everybody. So what we've been doing, of course, on these live streams is we get to know you guys a little bit more. So we'll get to that in a little bit. But first, let me go around the horn. I've already said hello to everybody, but let me check in with everybody. Let's go to usually at the weather desk, but now in front of the cocks and hens, artisanal style. Let's say hello to Garen Cockrell. Hello, Garen.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Good. Now, Garen, we've got two shows to record tomorrow. As you know, we got the lettered episode 27A, and we've got the isolation files, where I'm sure we're going to play some fun game with a listener that writes and emails and begs. And there's one guy, very, very tenacious, who has, I'm going to say it, the shittiest idea in the world, but but insisting on trying to talk me into it. And I don't know how clear my non-responses can be. I don't know how passive aggressive I can be with my lack of responding to his emails.
The more people we do that with, you know, we've done 23 or 24 of those isolation files. So I've lost count of how many fans have come in to
administer games with us, but the more people we do it with, the more it gives other people the idea, hey, I got an idea for a game. So we're just gonna, it's exponential, like the spread of COVID. We're just gonna keep getting more and more email requests, and certainly not all of them will be desirable.
Some are very, very good, but this person that's emailed upwards of 7 times, boy, this thing's a clunker. This thing is just a clunker. This thing wouldn't be fun if you were at a party and said, hey, what can we do? And somebody, and like you were doing nothing. We're literally sitting around a circle doing nothing. And you're like all had guns in your mouths going, well, the only option is obviously to blow our heads off. And a guy said, well, I got a great idea. Here's this game. You would hear 7 gunshots. That's how bad this idea is. This thing is the worst. In fact, I don't know how our subscription base works or how the things work, but I recommend that we just kick them off. That's really the only solution for me to stop me from getting this guy's emails.
So this idea is so bad, you want to cancel his subscription.
I would rather make, I got to assume this is a $5 guy. I would rather make $5 less a month than deal with this asshole's emails. That's how much I hate this fucking guy. I mean, I hate him.
Let's be clear. It's not the D&D idea, which more than one person has sent in.
No, but that thing stinks too. But that's only because of the crowd, the lack of interest. Yes, Elliot, I've people that write me, I tell them Elliot's interested, write him. So let us know how that goes. And since you're doing it via Zoom, we don't have to worry about you getting murdered.
Yeah, that's the benefit.
Good point.
Although they will know exactly where I am at that time.
Why would they know? Is that a D&D joke? Is that a
No. It was just a Zoom joke. It was an idea that, you know, when you're on Zoom, if you can figure out where the person is, then you know that they're there. That fixes them in space.
Well, you know, the longer we do this show via the World Wide Web, the longer that some guy has the an opportunity to wander the streets of Palms listening to your voice, and then he'll hear it one day and go, "There it is," and then he murders you. So, you know,
we've all heard the tone of voice that Elliot takes on when a UPS guy buzzes in at his door. So any fan trying to find him is going to get shut down even faster.
That's a good point. That's
seriously good. One of the rudest voices. I mean, it's insane. A guy doing his job, just trying to deliver a package to someone who ordered something.
I still hold. He opened the door. He opened the door. He did not wait for anybody to act to do it.
Wait, is this the guy that came to our office? We still,
yes.
Is that?
No, I'm just talking about the other day when we were in a break and somebody buzzed in at your apartment building and you talked to him like he was a war criminal.
you mean when I asked them who they were there to see?
Yes. And you were like cutting him off aggressively. Who is it for? Who is this? Who is this pretending? And then you went, well, you can't get into their apartment. What UPS guy assumes he can get in?
Because he said, I wanted you to let me into to the unit number. He didn't say, I need to drop a package off. He said, I need you to let me into unit 762.
I've never heard of that.
I've never heard of that either. And we have people stealing packages from our building. So as soon as I heard that, I was like, are you really a UPS person?
Oh, maybe you think this guy's running a hustle?
Uh-huh. It could have been. That's why I asked the questions.
I like that you picked a apartment number that we all know that there's not 7 floors at your apartment. I think that was smart.
He's always that.
Or you know what you should have done is go more realistic and say the fourth, you know, 407, and then people go, oh, you know what, that's not high enough to be wrong from what they've talked about. maybe the 3 is wrong. However, I don't even know how many levels you have at your place. I know that you're down to the basement in your apartment and then everybody else is
Well, it's the biggest apartment. It's like the whole basement though. So I get a lot of space.
That's the parking area.
Well, it's converted.
I like to think that you're in a little like a Mr. Miyagi sort of little apartment off the boiler room. That's what I like to think that you're down there.
I have a friend who's a bassist, pretty talented bass guitarist, played in some not big bands, but bands that local people would have heard of.
Give me an example of that local band that I may have heard of. Oingo Boingo?
No, not that big, but I think he did play maybe with Venice. He might have filled in with Venice, possibly.
Oh, I know Venice. Yeah, of course.
So he lived in the kind of apartment you're describing, which is basically a converted boiler room.
Yeah.
In the basement of an apartment building across the street from the Scientology building. And yes, they were always trying to get him to come over and just, will you have some orange juice with us? Well, just, you can have some orange juice.
Why did they want him to have orange juice? Oh, the Scientologists did, not people in his apartment.
No. The Scientologists were constantly trying to get him to have some orange juice. No, it's free orange juice. Come have some orange juice with us.
I didn't know that they were. Is that a way to get you in there? Does anybody fall for that? Yeah, you know what? I could use a glass of orange juice. And then next thing you know, you're in a cult.
Yeah, you never take juice from a cultist.
I don't take juice from anybody. Bottom line, I'm not waving anywhere I'm walking around. Unless I'm walking past a Jamba, if you're offering me a juice, I'm not taking it.
Too much sugar, Jimmy. I don't think anyone should be having that much sugar.
At the Jamba?
No, anywhere. Just orange juice by itself is just a crazy. It's a crazy amount of sugar.
Ah, but it's a delicious, refreshing beverage. On a,
it's a nice treat, sure. But
you throw a little vodka in there, now we're talking. Huh? Yeah, that's how I like my orange juice.
Rude driver.
There's Garen, of course, stealing focus. Put it down, ass fuck. But hang on a second. I don't know. Katie Mitchell, are you talking to us? Or are you talking to somebody in your you were so unmute yourself, Katie, please.
Sorry, I was talking to my mom.
Katie, you were so animated. I didn't know if you were yelling at your computer, if you were mad at us, or
sorry.
What's your mom doing that was so upsetting?
Oh, nothing. She's listening in, and she's never heard you guys, and she's trying.
Oh, Jesus Christ! Then ass fuck shows up.
Fill her in on everybody. And, yeah, so she's sitting across from me right now.
Well, tell your mother I apologize for the language. I didn't know we had a first timer joining us. I didn't know Miss. Is it Mrs. Mitchell?
No, she has a different last name.
What's her story? Why does she have a different last name? She ashamed of the Mitchells?
She does not want to be on. Never mind. She didn't.
Don't worry. She wasn't.
Yeah, that was a story.
It was also in the witness protection program.
Yeah, like Dateline NBC couldn't have done a better lighting job to conceal her identity.
Right? It was perfect. Camera, sorry.
All right. Well, again, I apologize to your mother for us, Katie, for the language.
Mom, they're sorry for cursing.
Oh, I fucking appreciate that so much.
That might have been fun at the VFW hall in the old days, man, but that language isn't going to fly here. I don't know how many dimes you collected to dance with the soldier, but I'm not going to tolerate that kind of talk in here. I just like pretending that woman's 110 years old. I think that's the fun of that. Mm-hmm. Katie, are you comfortable saying how old your mother is?
She is 71.
What a joy. When's her birthday? What's that?
Her birthday is June 11th.
June 11th. All right. Well, happy birthday, ma'am, when that comes around again in June. Assuming that our president keeps things the way they are, we'll still be doing these live streams. Well, wait, no, we do these live streams anyway. This has nothing to do with the COVID. Never mind. Ma'am, ignore what I just said. What's your mother's name, Katie?
Karen.
Karen and Katie? Okay.
Karen and Katie.
Do we have any brothers, sisters, Katie? I forget.
I have a brother, a half-brother.
Kurt, Kevin?
No, his name is Andre.
What is it? Andre?
Andre, yeah. Nah. Yeah. We have dad, same mom.
Oh, I see. All right. The mother that's there?
Yeah. What?
The mother that's there?
The mother that's here, yes.
Okay. Just trying to confirm. All right, Katie, shut yourself down. Nice to see you. All right. Tell your mom to stay out of it. Clean up your act, lady. All right, we quickly check in. We've already checked in with Elliot. We heard that great story about the bassist. Matt, of course, holding down the fort, as I mentioned, at HQ in Sherman Oaks, California. Matt, how's everything going there in Sherman Oaks today?
Doing all right. It's warm out. It was it was really nice this morning, and now it's boiling again. I got false hope that things were getting better.
I don't disagree with that. We had the windows open this morning, and then on a turn of a dime, one of those dimes that Karen took to entertain the soldier when he came back from the when he was at the USO show. So look, oh, there's a comedian. There's Uncle Milty. Why dance? And then they would dance. I don't know why she was 91 at that time, but according to my voice. Anyway, turn of a dime today. We had to turn the air on, and Danielle did not believe me that it was getting very hot. I was like, well, give it a second. You'll realize it. And then I said, you mind your fucking manners. You mind your tone. That's what I said to her. By the way, my wife
now,
on Wednesday.
Now we have to explain that to Karen.
Karen doesn't even know anything. I'm sick of catering my show to Karen. Tired of it.
What's a good gateway episode for Karen? Because this is not going to be it. Maybe she,
none.
She just needs to go in the other room and maybe listen to that one where Andy Daly went to the 7-Eleven or something.
Or how about Rob Reiner? That might be a good, good bridge.
Thing. Yeah.
I don't know. I'd recommend she just goes in the other room and watches an old episode of Rhoda. How about that? Bottom line, get out of that room. That's all I want. Just go to that other room and listen to whatever you want.
You said that like an insult, but that's what you watch at night, isn't it?
Probably why I came close to mine.
Yeah.
By the way, I could not sleep the other night on Monday night, I guess. Last night was Tuesday. quick side story. So today I told Danielle, because I had to go to the dentist today. I had to get the choppers cleaned up and taken a look at. And by the way, this is not a commercial for Quip, but once again, the dentist talked about how he can't believe how little buildup there is on my teeth. Better than any other person that comes through there. And I give all the credit to the Quip. Because he used to say, Jesus Christ, you have a lot of buildup on these teeth. Mm-hmm. So he's changed his tone is what I'm saying. So anyway, so at some point, what? Yes, Garen?
Sorry, I was just going to say, I can't believe you made it back here in time for the show. That was a quick
turn. Oh, it was tight. It was tight. Yeah, it was tight. But you know what? They're not doing the polishing right now because of the COVID. So you just get in there and boy, they go through it quick. They give you a cleaning, you're in and out. So I was, you know, in there at 2:29, out of there by, you know, at 2:49. And so, and then back in the car, and I got here in time for the show.
Perfect.
Yeah, I got there. Of course, by that, you know, I got there a minute early. So here's what happened. So while I was gone, I said, as I was leaving, I said to Danielle, I said, hey, since my car won't be in the driveway, this would be a good time to take the trash cans out to the street. And she's like, okay. And then I'm putting my shoes on, and she says, you do know today's Tuesday, right? I said, it's Wednesday. And she said, right, we bring out the garbage on Thursday. So not only was I wrong to begin with, she then was wrong about the date. I was then, so we were both wrong about days, and I blame the virus. I blame what we're in right now, that we just don't know what day it is.
She was wrong about the day, but she was right about it not being the day to take the trash.
Right. Right. She was right about that part of it, but wrong about the day. And I was wrong about the day as well, but it was very accurate in the way that I condescended her being Thursday. As I was about to say, when I interrupted myself, my Danielle volunteered. She, you know, for years has volunteered at UCLA Children's Hospital. Where she would go in there and play with the kids that are in there, that are in there for a long time. Mm-hmm. And she would go in there and play with the kids and entertain them and you know, really just play games with them or whatever. Or if they want to hear stories, she would do that. And, of course, because of COVID, they can't do that. So they started doing it via Zoom. So today she was doing it via Zoom. And I'm not, you know, nobody else can be on camera because you can't see the kids because that's for legal reasons. But it was great. It's great. It's great hearing the one side of it and hearing Danielle. Mm-hmm. And it just like just the joy that she's bringing these little kids by doing that. And it makes me, admire the people that do that. That's what I'm getting at. Does it make me want to volunteer and do it? No, I have no interest in doing that.
Well, you're doing your part, Jimmy. You're insulting a 7-year-old woman on a Zoom call.
Listen, that woman, look, her daughter pays for it. Her daughter pays for her mother to be treated that way.
No, that's what she's paying for, but yeah.
She didn't have to invite her mother into the room. It's not my it's Katie's fault. Had Katie not, by the way, stop playing charades with your mother, Katie, then none of this would have happened.
Everybody's multitasking. Absolutely. Everybody's multitasking.
Well, I focus in on my show. That's what I do. 10 and 2.
We've got a back to school night tonight via Zoom.
So do we.
And unfortunately, it's at the same time as a soccer game I want to watch. So I might be doing a little multitasking myself.
That's kind of a cliche, isn't it? The dad listening to the football game while they're supposed to be paying attention to their children.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is kind of like a Homer Simpson situation if you cared about
that. Yeah. Yeah. You're a dumb cartoon, man.
Yeah. So that's why they make multiple screens, guys.
My itchy nose. And what are they going to tell you? You know what I mean? The kids are already back a week and a half.
I feel like we already had, like, the school started last week, and we had a big thing the first day where the teacher talked to all the parents. And what, now that it's 10 days later, we have to talk again?
I have a feeling for ours, by the way, that, you know, Oliver goes to a charter. And so I have a feeling that, you know, every year they have the welcome back to school, you know, night where they ask for money. Mm-hmm. Because the, you know, the state only pays X amount, and then they like to fill in the gap with donations. And I'm guessing a lot of parents are going to forget that that's still the case without the kids leaving their home. So I think in our case, the back to school could be maybe a reminder of, you know, let's break out those checkbooks, you cheap fucks. We're not babysitting your kids.
Right.
Right. Wow. I'm more than happy to. You know, I whatever they need from me, I give them an extra couple dollars, an extra dollar or two. And that really helps out. I really think that Again, it makes me the hero. Like, oh, there's Mr. Pyro. He gave 152 this year, and makes people good. By the way, I just picked some number. So I don't know what
152,000. That sounds like you.
Sure, it's usually 150,000. You got to fill it in. I'm paying for the whole school. with my I used to work at Conan Money that dried up 3 years ago. Hey, so Matt. Hang on, Katie, what are you doing now? Your mother doesn't want to be on camera. For the love of God, that's the last thing she wants.
Maybe Karen wanted to see something that, I don't know.
Wanted to put a face to the swears.
But we still couldn't see the face. It's still so oddly lit. No.
She wanted to see our faces.
Oh, I see. Karen. Ma'am, it's me. I'll wave. It's me, ma'am. How are you, Karen? Jimmy Pardo. I've chosen a gray background and a gray shirt to make my gray eyes pop.
Yes, you have.
All right, here we go. Hang on, I gotta do this real fast before we get out of talk to the regular people. God damn it, I don't know this gentleman's last name. Hey, Nate, where are you at? The guy that emailed me today. Nate, where are you at? Nate, unmute yourself and speak. All right,
you're right here.
Where are you at, Nate?
Hello. Where,
oh, there's Nate and Megan. Hey, everybody. everybody do, this is what my kids' school used to do in elementary school. They weren't allowed to applaud at assemblies and stuff like that because it would be too noisy and distracting. So they would have to do this. So you'd see this bullshit whenever somebody would like get an award, it'd be a bunch of kids doing this. So since we're all on video and the last thing I need is for you guys to unmute yourselves. So that'd be a disaster. It's Megan's 40th birthday, everybody. So why don't we wish, hey, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Megan, how exciting is it that you get to be part of this live stream for your birthday? And more importantly, you got to meet Karen.
All I've ever wanted. I've been after Karen for years.
Oh, you and I both. I was at a bingo hall one time and I said, there's a lady I'd like to talk to. And she blew me off so quickly to go talk to a guy named Hal. And it infuriated me, Nate and Megan. Megan, happy birthday, first of all. Second of
Thank
all,
you.
Where are you guys at? What city are you guys in?
St. Peter's, Missouri. It's outside of St. Louis.
St. Louis, that arches, they call that the gateway, don't they?
No.
Hang on a second. Somebody wants to move their microphone around a screen door.
Lisa.
Oh, wait, we know who it is?
Yeah.
Who is it? Is it Hollifield?
Yep.
Hollifield, mute yourself. What are you? God damn it! Now we have the elderly listening to this.
I'm so sorry,
Lisa. You know that Karen's here. That woman can't hear noises like that. It reminds me of her time of the service.
I want to point out that the audience has noted. Is that a portrait of Karen in the background right there? That's from Christy Colleen.
That's wonderful. Who is that behind you, Megan?
That is a portrait of my old grandma. I had two grandmas. One was young, one was old, and I named old grandma.
You think?
And we were very close, and that is her portrait.
Who drew it? Did you draw it? Did a child draw it?
A girl on my soccer team painted it.
Huh. Now, soccer team in grade school, high school, college?
No, I played in college.
I see.
What college?
University of Missouri, St. Louis.
Awesome. Mm. And were you a walk-on? It sounds like you were a walk-on.
I was a walk-on. I don't know why it sounds like that, but I was.
You said, because you played in college, meaning that they didn't know about you in your high school days of soccer, so you were a walk-on. See, as a reminder, you other effers, I'm the best detective in the room.
You are.
She could have been recruited. And
but she wasn't. I got it right.
You guessed. You didn't. There was no
information. He's like Sherlock Holmes, Matt. He can sense those little details.
You were a walk-on. It sounds like you were a walk-on. I confirmed that. Done. End of conversation.
What made it sound like she was a walk-on? The fact that she played in college?
The way that she worded it. Yes. I'm sorry. Maybe, nobody else picked up on this.
Maybe her tone of voice. Maybe the reticence of actually admitting to it. There's all these things.
That
wasn't very good. I didn't play a lot.
You don't have to tell me that. You had no fucking experience. They needed to fill out a roster, as I was once told when I was in grade school on the basketball team. So I know a lot about being a walk-on. I also did one line on The Naked Truth, so I know a lot about being a walk-on. hey, Megan and Nate, do you guys have kids before we go?
We do. One child named Jack.
What's Jack doing? How old is he?
He is 7, and his uncle is taking him out to McDonald's so I can have a nice dinner with Nate tonight.
What are you guys going to do? You guys going to order something in? Or is Nate making?
Nate is a great chef and made my favorite dinner.
What is your favorite dinner, Megan?
It's called a Mississippi pot roast. It's like it's like a chuck roast with like a ranch like seasoning packet and like an au jus seasoning packet and a stick of butter, throw it in the crock pot.
Very good.
Oh my God, sounds awesome.
Can I do it without the butter? Can I do it with, can you do a butter-free version of that?
Presumably.
But why would you want to?
The butter melts, so it's not like you're just...
You know he butter. Has food issues.
Right.
Yeah, I got food issues.
I don't know, but this
not
is a
cooking
new one.
Either way, so.
I didn't know you had a butter problem.
This is odd. You know, I love butter. I love a buttered popcorn. I love a buttered popcorn, but I don't like melted butter. It grosses me out.
But it's just part of the sauce. Like you would eat it.
I don't want to know, but if you don't tell me about it, I got no problem with it.
There's no
if
butter,
I know right? It's in there, I got a problem. Oh, there's no butter.
I mean, mistake. In it. I was thinking of something else.
Okay, I appreciate it. Well, happy birthday, Megan.
Thank you so much.
And your birthday gift is now you get to mute yourself. So there you go.
Thanks.
Matt Belknap, tell us. Go ahead.
I was going to say, Nate and Megan are in a situation that I've been in with my wife when you're on a Zoom together and you're sitting as close together as is comfortable, but in the screen, it looks like you are having a terrible, your marriage is about to end. Like, it just looks like there's a vast chasm between you emotionally and physically. So I'm thinking what we should be doing, we should sit, when there's two people in a Zoom, you should sit like you're on the log flume, like one in front of the other, so that you're just like one's foreground, one's background, but your heads are physically, visually close. Wouldn't that be nice?
I love that idea. Because right now, old grandma's got a better view of the show than either of them do. Also, I use the word show in quotes, very loosely.
Yeah. Old grandma really likes the show, though. She's a
old grandma loves it. Old grandma loves it. And here's my soccer friend that once took a drawing class to make a portrait of old grandma.
There's a lot more to that story that we will never know about why that soccer teammate chose to draw a picture of her old grandma.
I'm going to assume that she was asked to do it, but the bigger question is why was it deemed good and hung up? That's the those are the two follow-up questions that really need to be dealt with.
We'll never know because we're not going to know.
Well, happy birthday, Megan. We wish you a lot of luck. If only old grandma was visit with you.
Why was that? Why did that make you crack up?
Because it's unfair. I don't know if she's dead. That was awful.
She's obviously dead. She was old when she was in college still. Now she's 40.
That's a good point.
Now is the great detective.
I go fuck yourself. How about that? all right, Matt, tell us who else is here. We got some other people to catch up with.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? I see her right on my screen here, so I'm going to go right to Amy Radford, who we know very well. We played playing games with her not too long ago in a Zoom room.
We owe Amy a conversation? I thought we already talked to Amy.
Oh, we did? Oh,
yeah, Amy says that we already talked.
I apologize.
Now she's saying we have not talked. Amy, unmute yourself so you're not
Katie sounds Mitchell like you don't talking to talk. Now you're shaking your head like you don't want to talk.
No, I do. I just, no, we hadn't previously. It wasn't me.
Oh,
you were thinking of somebody else. Yeah.
Well, hi, Amy.
I was on your stand-up thing the other night. Maybe that was it.
Oh, who am I thinking of then, Jimmy? Who was in playing games? Some other Amy. Oh,
boy, that's a good question. Was it?
No, I've been waiting for the email.
I apologize. Oh, here we are. We're talking to you because you're on my list.
Hi. Thanks. Hi. What's going on with your hair, Matt? I got to ask for the crowd.
It's addressed on this week's episode, which comes out tonight. But I finally couldn't take it anymore, and I shaved all my hair off. So. Here's a good view of it if you guys want to see.
Yeah, turn that head, Matt.
Yeah, look at that. Looks good.
Oh, yeah.
It looks real good.
It does look good.
Looks great. Look at David Cummings giving the big hand waves. Love it. He gets it. That's a guy that gets it. The rest of you got to fucking pick it up. I'm not kidding. I'm really talking to Karen.
Boy.
I don't like the fact that Karen's getting a free ride on this thing. I really don't. It really bothers me that she's getting a free ride.
We're going to send her a bill for this because she should pay at least 1 month of subscription.
I think so. I think it's only fair. All right, Amy, I swear to God we've already talked to Amy. Why is she pretending we haven't?
I don't know.
Amy, did I talk to you Friday night?
I don't think so, actually. No, I was just sitting there, I think. I don't remember
if we had a conversation. Yeah.
I don't think we had a real conversation. No, I didn't request a bid. But this is wonderful. Thank you. I'm thrilled. This is the most exciting day I've had in about 5 years. So this is great.
seems like way too long.
Long time.
Amy, where are you from? We've already got somebody in St. Louis. So that's already off the map. Where are you calling us from?
I am originally from Boston, but I've lived in Seattle for about 25 years.
We've had this conversation. I swear to God,
we've met a couple times over the years, but.
Have you come to live show? Have you been to a Never Not Funny live show?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I've been to a bunch of live shows. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think I know your name very well. I think you've been a subscriber for a long time, right?
So, I have been a subscriber. I've been, listening to this since probably episode 3, maybe. Whoa. So it's been a long, long time. Yeah. Awesome.
Thank you.
That's awesome. You're welcome. It has been awesome. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Amy. That's right. What do you do up there in the Washington area?
I am the director of a continuing medical education program that provides information about STDs to healthcare providers.
You're talking, of course, about this. And Karen knows all about this from her time at the USO.
It was VD then. It was VD back in the day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now we've moved on. We do STD now. So
is it not called V anymore because of VD Day? Is that why?
I don't really know, actually. I don't know.
I can tell the answer is no. What's number one on the chart right now as far as STDs go?
It's always chlamydia.
It's always chlamydia.
It's always chlamydia. Yeah.
It's always been chlamydia.
Technically, it's HPV, human papillomavirus, but it's also can be a silent disease, so people don't even know they have it.
Silent but deadly, right?
So to speak, yeah. Maybe. I don't like that kind of talk to me.
Good for you. I don't either. I'm ashamed I did it. I'm ashamed. I've never been more angry at myself, believe me. By the way, we've lost Nate, and Megan still refuses to get center in that screen. Amy, are you married in any sort of relationship? What's your story?
Wow. No, I'm not. I do have an 8-year-old daughter, though, named Nora. Hey. Yeah.
Nora.
Yes. She's home with her dad at the moment, but she's wonderful.
And is that third grade?
Yeah, she's just going to start. We haven't, Seattle schools haven't started yet. So she's going to start on next Friday. Yeah, third grade. Yeah, I can't believe it.
Hey,
yeah.
Typical school work week start day.
Yeah, it's the Friday before the long weekend. So,
so it makes a lot of sense.
Smart.
Mm-hmm.
Break them in slow. Are you, it sounds like when you say at home with her dad, are you at the office now?
I am at the office now.
Wonderful. And
STDs never stopped, Jimmy, even in pandemics.
People are still banging around, huh?
they really are. Yeah.
Boy, safety first, guys. Put on your safety gear. PPE includes condoms, if I'm not mistaken.
It does. It does.
How long of a commute do you have, Amy?
It's about 3 miles, but it takes about 45 minutes to an hour on the bus, which I usually take here. Yeah. Yeah. Seattle transportation is kind of a shit show. So
even there in the, there's that much, I guess, cause of all the stops, right. Or is traffic still clogging things up?
Both, but mostly just the stops. Yeah. Yeah. Whatever. I'm used to it. It's not bad. I'm very lucky to have a nice office I can come to get away from my child and, you know, for a few hours here and there.
I was looking at something else, so I might have missed this answer. Are you doing remote learning, or is she going back to actual school?
No, it's remote. It's all remote.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not looking forward to it at all.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I did not homeschool her for a lot of really good reasons.
I literally thought when you said I'm not looking forward to it, based on something you said earlier, I thought you were going to go, I did not want this child. That's what it sounded like you were about to say. I'm like, holy shit. And then when you didn't, I was relieved, but still had to tell you that's what I thought you said. So I was so lost on what I thought you were going to say. I didn't hear what you said. What did you say?
I don't know. What did I say?
Was I don't know.
No, no. She's not looking forward to homeschool. You know, she didn't want to homeschool her child, so she's not looking forward to having to be on top of her. That's the thing.
No, it's going
to suck. Third grade, yeah. It's not, they're not really ready to just be independent with that stuff, so you kind of have to hover. Luckily, Elise is doing a lot of that for Charlie, but it's tough.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm home. I'm usually a single mom when, so being home, trying to work full time and have her, I don't know what the fuck. I have no idea.
As a reminder, we have Karen here. Amy, before we watch the
Karen
she knows all about four unlawful carnal knowledge, Jimmy.
Of course she does.
Oh, perfect.
Well, Amy, it was wonderful talking to you.
Jimmy.
We wish you a lot of luck in the future.
Hey, I have a quick question for Amy, actually.
Matt's got a question.
It might be too soon to ask you because your daughter's not back in school yet, but do you know if your daughter will be learning cursive in third grade when she...
Oh, my God. I have no idea. Oh, God, I hope not. Like,
here's why I ask, because I feel like this comes up on Never Not Funny sometimes where... Like it just came up the other day with this week's guest, where people say, yeah, kids don't learn cursive anymore. Charlie is learning cursive right now. And I've never seen him hate anything more. He's so angry and frustrated and is just like an endless source of frustration for him. So
no, that sounds really brutal. And frankly, I think if they try to pull that shit on us, you know, the school year, there's going to be a rebellion because like, ain't nobody gets time for that, you know?
Yeah. I don't know why that's,
I'm so sorry. Poor Charlie.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of get it. Like it sort of does help for me. I think it helps. Like even if you suck at it, it sort of maybe helps your regular handwriting be a little bit more cohesive, but
yeah. But like, is those Zoom more bad enough? We're going to add that. Like,
right, exactly.
Jesus Christ.
I'd like to point out, by the way, our guest this week, the reason it came up is our guest is a handwriting expert. So it came up for a good portion of the program.
That's all we
talked
about.
This guy was furious that they're not teaching it anymore because he's going to be out of a job soon. That's the truth. Mm-hmm. He sees, he's like the coal miner. He sees the, what's happening here, man.
Yeah.
So,
you might say he's the canary in the coal mine, Jimmy.
I can say.
I want to see.
Amy, good talking to you.
Thank you very much, guys.
Thanks, Amy Radford, everybody. What a joy. She's, of course, up there helping people with their pus.
Christ. For the guy who doesn't want fart jokes on the show, that is really fucking rough, man.
What's the wrong? Pus is a fun word. Pus is a very fun word, which is why I chose it.
Disgusting.
All right, Matt, find somebody else. And by the way, this is what's funny. Two people. Mac McCusker. And Rick Brown. Rick keeps moving his child out of the way, and Mac keeps moving his cat out of the way. But you would think that I'm watching a meme because it's the same quarter. They keep doing it, and it looks like it's caught in a loop. And so it's been making me laugh, and that's what I've been focusing on when Amy was telling us about her life.
Yeah,
I was focused on the Mac McCusker's kid. Cat. Rick Brown's got the kid. Matt, tell us who else we're looking to talk to today.
I've been trying to track this guy down since the first time we did this. Is Alan Wofford in the room?
Al Wofford. Looking for Alan Wofford.
I don't know why he would be. He hasn't been here for the last three or four.
I did not see any Alans. I see an Allie and Alex and another Alex.
How about my favorite EDM DJ, Mike Beats? Is Mike Beats?
Where's Mike Beats? Probably the guy in the headphones.
Beats by Mike. Is he here?
There's a couple of mics. There's no last names. Three mics now. No last names.
Mike Beats. Where you at? Mike Beats going once.
Well, if you hear about us talking about you, then shout it out. But we're going to move on.
Do you think
on
it's to... possible he's off with the Rhythm Nation, Matt?
It could be. Or Full Force. I mean, I know one or the other.
Either way.
Yeah. Brett Stewart.
Where you at, Brett? What's the spelling of that, by the way, before we talk to this guy? One T or two?
One T.
Nope. Not today.
You don't like
really? I would have no. think I would think a one T would be.
I know.
Early.
Ordinarily, I like the, but I don't like. It's like Bill with one L. No, thank you. You're not interesting. Throw that letter on there that belongs there.
I'm a little surprised. It seems like the extra T is a little superfluous. But then again, my name is Matt, so what do I know?
Right. What if you spelled it M A T? It would be the worst.
I mean, but that's something you put outside your shower so that you don't get the floor wet.
But boy, that's a very specific Matt. That's a very specific Matt.
The most specific Matt. All right, how about Clorinda Valenti? That's a great.
Where's Clorinda? Name. Clorinda's got to be here. The Valenti family.
Yeah. Of the Michigan Valentis. No.
By the way, I'd like to point out that Scott Kramer is here, and Scott's of course got the Oliver 2020 sign behind him. I don't know if anybody can see that.
I saw that. Yeah.
Scott, unmute yourself. What's that? You think his time has come?
Yep. He's really grown to his own during this pandemic. He's turning 13, so and he's half Jewish, so that means he's becoming a man. And, yeah. Yeah, it's time for Dad to retire.
Well, you think? Oh, wait. You're suggesting he take over this program? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's a new campaign. I've hired some consultants, the Conways. They're free now.
Oh, they're one of the White House.
Both Conways. You got them both?
Yeah. I want to get both sides, you know.
Oh, I thought maybe you finally found the one thing they agree on, which is that.
Exactly.
Well, in fairness, they didn't do a great job of raising their own kids. So do we really want them involved in a child's career?
I don't know that story. Right. What's up with their child?
The young lady has called them out. She hates basically her. She calls her mom out on Twitter, and they've decided. Kellyanne has decided to step away from the White House, and George has decided to step away from Twitter. They both have made big decisions in their lives to focus on their family. That's what they.
The daughter wants emancipation.
Right. That was the latest one, right? Right. The emancipation one. That I'm not kidding, McCusker. If that cat shows up on the screen one more goddamn time. All right, Scott. Good talking to you. What a joy. That's Scott Kramer, by the way. If he stood up right now, his head would hit the clouds. That's how tall this son of a bitch is. He's a very tall man. He's the tallest man I've ever been next to in my entire life. I used to work for Conan O'Brien.
I was going to say, I'm not Conan tall, but close.
You seem more imposing than Conan.
Really?
Oh, yes, I'll you don't have that compliment. Nonsense red hair. You don't have that coming at me like a clown. You don't look like Ronald McDonald or Bozo coming at me. You look like a gentleman. All right, shut it down. Thank Scott, you. We got to talk to people that requested to be spoken to.
I'm going to skip down because this just sounds like a name of someone who might be in here. Jeff Williams. Is there a Jeff Williams in here?
Oh, there's Jeff. Wait a minute. Jeff doesn't get one of these. Jeff got a personal phone call.
I just talked to him.
I'm crossing you off the list. I apologize. See
you, Jeff. Boy, look at you. By the way, you remember Jeff from Park Castathon last year? He was the Silver Fox. Look at that beautiful head of hair.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Jeff Williams.
Jesus I like those Christ. Glasses, too. That's a great combo.
The whole package, right, Elliot? Look at this asshole. Look at how great he looks. Mm-hmm. Katie, show your mother Jeff Williams what a distinguished gentleman looks like. Look at that. Not your mom. Show. Oh, wait, you're going to show the screen. I forget how this works.
I don't understand.
I'm dumb, Katie. I'm not mad at you. I'm dumb. I apologize for lashing out. Look at his smile. Everything about Jeff Williams is right. Ticks positivity. All the right, positivity. That beautiful sunlight coming in through the window.
He looks like a sportscaster. Like he should be on ESPN or something.
Or a little like, what was the guy's name? I just watched the Go-Go's documentary last night, which I enjoyed a lot. Thank you for the
It's record. Great, right?
Yeah. Although, you know, a sad story. So it bummed me out that they had so many troubles in their lives. But yeah, it was great. And Chris Connolly, is that his name? The guy from MTV?
Who looked better today than he did then.
It looks like he hasn't aged a day since the last time I saw him on MTV 25
because years. he had gray hair in his 20s.
Yeah.
So now that he's now 49 or maybe 57, I don't know how old he is. I agree with you. Boy, he looks great.
Yeah. The only thing I didn't like about the documentary is at the very end, it was a bit too on the nose or pandery. When they were just all like, they're not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Come on. Like they just cut to everyone going, God, they got to get in. Like it just was so blatantly.
That's every documentary now, though, about a band. And by the way, they should be in there. If Joan Jett and the Runaways are in there, the Go-Go should be in there.
I mean, yes.
And I hate to compare women to women bands. That's unfair. But
that's how the Rock Hall does it. They're like, we will do one woman per year at the most, and sometimes not even that. And I think you would think of the band that scored lots of top 10 hits writing their own songs would get in over the band that didn't write their own songs.
The Runaways were basically like the New Kids, and that this guy put them together and then wrote the songs for them. So it's like.
And didn't the Go-Go's have more hits?
Yes, of course they did. Because the Runaways had zero.
Why would the Runaways get in?
Because they were groundbreaking.
So were the Go-Go's, honestly.
More so, in my opinion. The Runaways are, they're a fucking trick act. They're a circus act.
Jesus. All right, how about Greg Noonan? Is he here? Greg Noonan?
Where are you at, Greg? Show yourself.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, where you at, Greg? Hey, Greg, how you doing, Greg?
I'm good. How are you?
Greg, is that old grandpa behind you?
Yeah, no, that's just some hot guy. Definitely not grandpa.
I'm going to insist you Google hot.
No, that's a good looking man. I
can't tell. It looks like Anthony Perkins to me.
No, not at all. I would not have a picture of Anthony Perkins up. That's creepy.
It also
who is it?
Looks that's like Garen Speed.
Looks like a young Henry Ford to me.
Who is it, Greg? No, not Henry Ford.
It's a local artist here in Boston, a woman named Cassandra, and she paints guys that she dreams about, but she keeps dreaming about the same guy with the broken nose. So there you go.
So then you bought it. What did that set you back, Greg? Yeah. Tell us what a local artist charges for that.
I mean, I think that was around $2,000. It's bigger than it looks because it's in the background.
I mean, support local art, really.
I think Jimmy's about to go paint a painting.
Jimmy is flabbergasted. I will just quickly say I meant Henry Fonda.
Hang on. Greg, I'm sorry. I think something was wrong with the feed. It's not like you said $2,000.
I paid 20 bucks for this. I mean...
Jesus. Hang on a second.
But just to be clear, you weren't doing Jimmy's joke of trying to come up with an astronomical number and then failing at that, right?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was really $2,000.
I think I actually lowballed it.
Oh, Jesus.
I know they say art is in the eye of the beholder, but I can see that thing. $2,000. I can also see staying in my wallet. Jesus.
Is there not to make it all about the painting, because we want to talk to you, but is there any way you
can bring... The painting's more interesting.
Can you bring the camera closer to the painting? Or
oh,
the
sure. I just hope it doesn't get disconnected.
In fact, Greg, can you just put the camera in front of the painting and just leave it there?
I mean, can we just... Yeah, that's...
Cool. Oh, that's cool. Oh,
that is great. I apologize. Yeah. That's it. You know what? I go 1,500 tops on that now that I see it a little bit better.
Looks a little bit like that actor from Heroes that played the younger brother.
Hold on, guys.
Talk about?
Do it again.
Wow. You, Garen?
Come on, Garen.
We can't ask.
Can you if you want.
No, Greg, stay where you're at. Don't entertain Garen's nonsense.
I'm sorry I didn't warn everybody that I was taking my glasses off. I know people get a little excited when I do that. So
my glasses almost flew off again. Greg, where are you calling from? Obviously somewhere patriotic based on your flag in the background.
Boston,
Mass. 02134. Send it to Zoom. What do you do there in the Boston area, sir?
I'm a lawyer.
Lawyer, right? An attorney. Criminal?
Civil? White collar criminal defense.
White collar criminal defense. Let me ask you this. When somebody does I can Google this or watch any movie and get the answer, but I'm curious as to your take on this, Greg. Let's say somebody goes to jail for tax evasion or tax fraud. Mm-hmm. Do they go? What kind of a prison do they go to? How long do they usually go for? And who are they in there with?
So I'll give you the short answer. The amount of time they're going to go to jail for depends on essentially how much money the crime was worth. So if it was like $500,000 or $1 million, they could be going away for 46 to 64 months, depending.
Okay.
And the type of prison they're going to go to is, generally speaking, they're probably going to go to a minimum security federal prison.
So they're not going to be in there. They don't have to worry about getting shanked in the shower at any time.
Pretty unlikely.
It's a bunch of other white dudes that are scared to death that they're in prison every single day.
Pretty much. Yeah.
All right.
So why was Albert Brooks's character in Out of Sight was in a prison with a lot of violence? That didn't make any sense, did it? Does anyone remember that movie?
I mean, it's not impossible. Like, it certainly could happen. But generally speaking, if you're like a fraudster, you're probably going to a minimum security prison. Now, that being said, if the kind of fraud you're doing is basically just you're like a run-of-the-mill con man, you could be going to some run-of-the-mill prison. And state prison... This is really only true if it's a federal crime, because federal prisons are much nicer at any level, whether you're a drug lord or you're a fraudster. But if you're going to state prison, all bets are off.
All bets are off no matter what level you're at.
No matter what level you're at. State prisons are pretty bad.
Do you ever go and visit your clients and you have to sit across the table from them without touching?
Not now. Sure. Yeah, it's been crazy. Courts are closed. I mean, we still have hearings, all the hearings by Zoom. I've had several trials that have been postponed indefinitely. And so Massachusetts is doing pretty well with COVID, and we can go to various states with no problem. But Rhode Island is right next door. And just recently, Rhode Island was taken off the list of, you know, sort of safe states. So theoretically, if I go to Rhode Island or back, I'm supposed to quarantine for 2 weeks or get a test within 3 days saying I don't have COVID. And I've got a bunch of pro bono clients who are sitting in federal detention in Wyatt in Rhode Island, and I can't go. So it's been a challenge.
I thought Rhode Island was doing well. At least last spring, they were doing really well, right?
They were, but they're such a small state that it didn't take much for them to go up one metric that was like they have too many per, I guess, I don't know, 1,000 or 100,000. So, yeah, generally speaking, they're doing well.
Right. What? Tell us more about you. Are you a married man, Greg?
No, I'm single.
Attaboy, right? Just you don't need to say anything to anybody. Go buy whatever art you want. Nobody needs
That's
to tell
right.
you. Don't hang that up. And are you part of a big law firm, or you're your own guy?
I am part of a big law firm, and actually, Jimmy, I'm glad you brought that up because one of my law partners is here in Boston is Conan's brother.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
is that
so
right?
One of my best friends in the office, Justin O'Brien, is Conan's brother.
Will you do me a favor and not mention that thing I said about him looking like a clown coming at me?
No, I mean,
not
knows.
Mention that.
Justin knows. Meeting. They all know.
Okay, they're aware.
They're aware.
It's got to be weird, right? I mean, here you are. You're an attorney. You're a successful attorney, and your brother's calling it up. Like, you still didn't win, right? Right? It's like, hey, mom and dad, you I'm a lawyer. I'm a successful lawyer. And then it's like, yeah, but your brother's on TV every night. Try harder. Like, you can't. It's awful.
But the, maybe his parents think that he's a clown like you think.
I got to assume they do. Don't you see what he does? He's got that string dance.
Maybe they don't respect his career at all. And they, like, hey, you went to Harvard. You should have made something of yourself rather than.
That's a good point. Yeah, look at your brother. Your brother's saving lives in the courtroom. You're right, Matt.
Yeah.
What if the brother does the string dance whenever he finishes questioning somebody in court?
I was actually going to tell you that he does a lot of the same physical jokes that Conan does. So I'm beginning to think it's like a family thing.
Or maybe Conan's ripped off his brother and we don't know about it. Yeah.
My God, this is scandalous.
Remember how annoying Craig was when he joined this thing being loud? Now he won't stop fucking moving around his apartment or whatever the hell he's at. Craig, stay still, for Christ's sake. You're not Cher. Quit working on your hair.
I still don't see it, Craig.
That's no problem.
There he is.
Good to see you. Greg, tell us more about yourself, Craig. Are you a Red Sox fan? Are you a Patriots guy? What are you into? Any of that?
I'm big into baseball, big Red Sox fan. I try to go to as many games as possible. They're, the Sox are unwatchable this year. They're the worst team in baseball.
How's Nomar doing this year?
I think he's probably doing fine.
Yeah, right?
He's doing okay. He's doing better than the team.
Good boy. The first and only year that I ever was lucky enough to draft, I put lucky in quotes, that I was ever to draft J.D. Martinez. I have always loved J.D. Martinez, and somebody that always took him the year before me, or a pick or two before me. I have the opportunity. He's there. I say it with so much. I'll take J.D. Martinez, and he's having the shittiest effing year.
It's unbelievably bad. I keep hoping that he turns things around because they need to have a fire sale by the end, like as soon as they can.
Right.
And if JD were actually good enough to get something for, that would be amazing.
Greg, here's a piece of trivia for you. And if you could tell me without looking it up, what JD stands for, I'm going to give you a prize.
I have no idea.
Right? I don't think anybody can. It's one of those where
Johnny
nobody
Damon Martinez.
Jason Dean. Well, Greg, this has been a joy. Greg, Matt, Elliot, Garen, we got any more questions for the counselor?
Seems
like enough, right?
Yeah. But
I'll throw this out there. I'm not expecting a positive answer, but my great grandfather was an architect in Boston. Does the name Hochberg mean anything to you?
No, it doesn't. Other than I appreciate your work on a weekly basis, Elliot.
Thank you.
There you go. I figured that's your compliment for this live Zoom cast.
It's very nice.
That was very nice.
Jackson.
I want to thank all of you guys. I've been listening to you guys for 10 years, and you guys have been amazing. I listen to you guys every day on my walk to work, and I listen to you guys at the gym. This is actually the first time I've ever watched. It's a totally different experience, but I just wanted to thank you guys. It's been great.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Thank you for the nice words. And could you please put that down in writing and send it to Katie so she can give it to her mother so she can get on board and see how much of a joy that this could be on a regular basis?
Absolutely.
Well, Greg, again, thank you for the nice words, and please stay safe.
Will do.
Thank you for supporting the show at the level that you do. Although, again, based on that art, you're not afraid to be loose with that dough.
And thank goodness.
He kind of made that joke himself as I was throwing my headphones off my ears. I think I heard that as I was doing my slapstick bit that admittedly went out of hand when my glasses went out of my reach. Who's next, Matt?
How about Sarah Galos or Galos?
Hang on, before, is that with an H or no H?
There is an H.
Nope. Keep going.
Okay. She's not there anyway, as far as I can tell.
Oh, she's not? Okay, thank you, Elliot.
Is Kia Cunningham here?
Oh.
How do you spell that?
Son?
K-E-A-H.
It sounds like Kia Garam, but it's spelled differently.
I do not see that name.
K-E-A-H. Right. I want to say she's out of the Kansas City area, if I'm not mistaken.
How about Renee Lazar?
Where are you at, Renee? Renee Lazar. Hey, look at Craig's got a little kitty cat now. I've never seen a square be more busy than what Craig is doing. Craig's acting like he's getting ready to go out for a big night, like he's John Travolta in Saturday Night Fever.
You know what's weird is his screen, he was popped up on my view and now he's gone again. But that doesn't mean unmute yourself. I just find it odd that I saw him briefly and then now he's gone again. Nicole Smith? Is Nicole Smith here?
Is that with a C-H or just a N-I-C-O?
N-I-C-O.
Okay, good. We can talk to her then. Where's she at?
Hey, how about, is Amanda Zimmerman here? She's on the list.
Didn't we talk to Zim Zam last time?
I don't think we did.
I'm here.
Oh.
Hey. Hi, Amanda.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good. Hey, Amanda, thanks again for the great work you're doing on the Never Not Funny masks. Those things are...
I've been doing this live.
Oh. What's that?
I've been doing that during this live, making the next round of orders.
Well, I wore mine today, and
come on,
Amanda, if that's your dog, I swear to God,
that is one of my dogs.
Then get one of your 19 children to take it outside and quiet it down.
Lucy, shut it.
I had to wear, as I mentioned, I went to the dentist today, and the downside about wearing something with your own show's name on it is you then have to explain what that is. Mm-hmm. And boy, that's an uncomfortable moment to have to. So yeah, so it's like, so it's comedy. It's like, yes, it's a comedy. And I pretended like I just listened to it. That's what I. So, oh yeah, it's my favorite podcast. These guys are great. And then, oh, who hosted? Oh, it's a comedian named Jimmy Pardo. Oh, that's very similar to your name, sir. Yeah, it's similar.
That's how I found it. Someone was like, "Hey, are you the guy who hosts that podcast I love?" And I said, "No, I'm not." But what are you talking about? And then I listened to it.
Yeah, I had to. There's Craig now having a masturbation session on his bed. Amanda, you're in the Fort Wayne area, if not directly in Fort Wayne, correct?
I'm in New Haven, which is right outside Fort Wayne.
And how are things going there today? How red is the state as we speak?
It is blood red.
Yeah, right. Every gross. Household must be having that convention on.
Yep, all of them. Every single one.
Right. Hoping to God the 5G converts some gays into straights. Awful area. Of course, Kendall remember.
School today, she's physically going.
Wait a second. Oh, what, wow. Amanda? You've buried the lead. Say it again.
Kendall is physically going to school. She had school today. They've been in for 2 weeks.
They've been going to school for 2 weeks, and obviously, there's been no COVID outbreak, or else she'd be at home. Correct.
Correct.
Oh. And as a reminder for the people that are listening, Kendall is, I want to say, a eighth grader or a freshman in high school.
She's a freshman in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And she's on the golf team. Is that accurate?
Yes, she is.
And how is she doing on the golf team?
Last night she shot a 69.
Up top, my Kendall.
Now wait a second. That's got to be for 9 holes, because if a child shot 69 for 18, we'd be talking about them in the paper every day.
She'd be
Max was 72, and she shot a 69.
Nice. Wait, say it again, please.
Max was a 72, so she would have maxed out at 72, and she shot a 69.
what did the leader come in with?
What did Lily shoot? A 54? 54.
54, that's pretty good for that age.
She's a senior?
Yeah, yeah, I take back my compliment. All that's right. Just average.
As a not golfer, what was the par? What's the par number for that, for those 9 holes?
So the par, 36.
Yeah, 36.
Most
of your pars are going to be 36, 72 for the 18. Sometimes 70 if they go 35, 35. Sometimes 71 if it goes 35, 36, front 9, back 9.
Oh my gosh.
Very rarely over 72. Elliot.
Would you guys like to guess what she hit last night while she was playing? You have 3 choices. A tree, a sign, or a bird?
Well, I think we all know the answer to that.
I think we all know.
Gotta go bird.
I would say bird.
Bird, yeah.
He hit all three.
Oh, no.
And she still shot a 69. That's not bad.
So she got a birdie and two sides.
Hey, no, that's not bad.
No, she hit a physical birdie.
She understood it. He was making a rare fucking good joke, Amanda.
Thanks.
Let him have the win, for Christ's sake.
Sorry.
What are you, me?
The love of God, give him the win.
I got to know, was the bird in midair or on the ground?
Was it a Randy Johnson situation?
Away from the tree. Carl's here. He saw it better than I did.
It was just in there.
It was just there.
So there's just a bird on the ground, and she hit it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
I'm gonna quote George Costanza. We have a pact. The bird's got to get out of the way.
Dude, take the win.
That was not as good as
take the win.
I agree it was not as good, but I'm just...
You didn't expect that complete silence?
No, I didn't. I figured if I was quoting George Costanza, at least people would know, get the context.
You're lucky everybody was already muted, because you would have heard the sound of everybody muting themselves as that happens. Amanda, you have another son who just started college, correct?
Yes. Chandler just started last week. He's doing online. He was online before COVID. Mm-hmm. He goes to Indiana State University for construction management.
So ISU is doing it virtually, but the local high school is, you have to go there.
Well, ISU is having in-person classes, but his program was already online before COVID started. So he already put me there.
Let's go back to being angry at your at Kendall school. Are they required to wear masks?
Yes, all day long.
Good. All right, at least there's that.
All day long, they can't share lockers. Only three kids at a lunch table. They all have to sit on the same side of the table. She said it's awful.
Look at my face. Look at my muscle. You see that?
No.
Is it twitching because it's freaking you out that she's in school?
I think that's what it is. I think my left cheek was like, hey, I probably should go Bell's palsy again with this new information. That was weird. I don't like that at all, Amanda.
I could say, like, at least high school kids, high school age kids, I think can be responsible enough to adhere to rules. The thing that freaks me out is like younger kids who definitely can't stay socially distanced and definitely can't keep their mask on all the time and probably are never going to be able to stay safe when left to their own devices. So I could see it working in high school, but it's a little scary.
Amanda, last question, and then I will turn it over to the panel. Does Kendall, does she have a boyfriend, or is she a young freshman?
She does have a boyfriend. She actually just left to go to his house. His name is Peyton.
What is it? And
his name's Peyton. P-E-Y-T-O-N. Like Peyton Manning.
Like Peyton Manning. Is he named after Peyton Manning?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Is he named after Peyton?
Oh, Carl says he is.
Oh, he is named after the football player. So, you know,
they're in Indiana. So
the family's bullies. Billy's and probably bullies too. We got to assume that there's a lot of machismo.
Did you forget that my oldest is also named after a football player?
Yes.
You did.
Yes, of course I did. Or else I would not have said any of that out loud. Yes.
Right. Wait, who's he named after?
Walter Payton.
Jacob's middle name is Montana, after Joe Montana, because we are big 49ers fans.
Oh, okay. I'm going to end this call.
Sense in Indiana, right?
Mm-hmm. Wait, so his name's Chandler Montana?
No, Jacob is Montana.
Well, who's Chandler? What's his middle name?
Joshua.
Hey. All right.
Amanda, how many masks are you making today during this?
So I've made about 16 since you guys started. We're going to take a break and get some food, and then I'm going to finish up tonight.
Wonderful. All right. So if you don't have your mask yet, get your orders in. Amanda's slaving over the hot iron as we speak.
Yep, it's hot. Do you guys know the size difference between the large and the small?
Okay, do you want to condescendingly tell me how I was wrong about the show?
No, I definitely don't, but I didn't know if you wanted to see the size difference.
I want to see the difference now that... there we go. Okay, she's got to go out to the store apparently to get those. And then she'll be, hey, while we're waiting for Amanda to come back, Harry Nelson looks like a guy that was a cast member in the show Smash. Looks like a young man that was on Smash. Very handsome actor type. I don't know what Harry Nelson does, and we'll never know. Do not unmute yourself, Harry. I want to think you're him.
I did not watch that show, so I don't get it. But now that it's on Hulu, maybe I'll start. Was it Hulu or Amazon? I forget.
Yeah. Where's it at, Garen? You sent us a tweet or a text about that.
Amazon Prime is where it's at, I believe.
Y'all just look at my text messages.
It was like two days ago. So scroll past Garen talking about how the world's all ending. Go past all
Amazon Prime. Things. Amazon Prime.
There it is, Amazon Prime. Mm-hmm. You got the same one. All right, Amanda, hold up the differences. Amanda? I think Amanda's frozen.
She may be.
Wait a minute. Is she doing a Benetti? No, she'd
be pretty impressive if she were.
If this may be the best Benetti ever, if she's
very
faking it.
Convincing.
Oh, no, she's gone.
She's gone.
Holy shit.
No.
Do you think Indiana got hit by the hurricane?
Oh.
Hey, is anybody online here in line of the hurricane?
I'm in Louisiana.
Who is? Show yourself. Oh, fuck. Is Craig. It Craig?
That's why I was pacing around. I'm sorry.
Craig.
Florida.
Get the safety. We're very worried about you.
I'm in Baton Rouge, which is on the east side of Louisiana, so we're getting a lot of rain, but it's not making direct contact with us, thankfully. So we're just getting a lot of rain right now, and we're going to get it till tomorrow, but fortunately, we're not going to have it as bad as West Louisiana and Texas. And sorry again for interrupting.
First of all, thank you for the apology. Second of all, it's a good thing that hurricane's not hitting you, because the way that you talk, I would imagine it take you 4 days to leave your house. Good Lord, that was sluggish.
Wow.
Stay safe, guys.
Will do. Sorry for all the interruptions.
I'm in Florida. I've been pretty rainy here.
Who's that now? Who's interrupting Craig's time?
Looks Ooh. Like it might be Chandler White.
Is that you, Chandler?
Oh,
I see my time. Florida. It's okay.
Wait, Craig, stay safe. Chandler White's getting some, he's rubbing his cat as if he's the Godfather, and they're getting some rain in Florida. And
he kind of looks like John Cazale, so that's, he's definitely in the
he does, doesn't he?
I've never seen the Godfather.
Oh my God.
You ever see Dog Day Afternoon?
Nope.
You ever Google John Cazale?
Dear.
I'm on my phone right now, so I can't.
Okay, well, give it
by the way, this is very fortuitous, because I was about to call Chandler's name.
Were you really?
He's on my list.
You guys called me on the first one. I got my personal call, though, but...
Oh, yeah. What the fuck? Never mind, then. Go away.
Yeah, I talked to
you. But, Jimmy, you pardoned my name the first time that I was brought up. You said I was a dickhead from an 80s movie that was probably... that guy's a dickhead in an 80s movie. Yeah. He was mean to Ducky.
And you know what? I stand by that.
Sorry.
Be safe, Chandler. Seriously, be safe with the weather coming.
Love you all.
Look, he's got a little R2-D2 next to him. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, he's a good guy. That's Chandler White. He's from Florida, and he's indoors right now because it's raining outside.
Yeah, Nightwing t-shirt as well.
He's got a lot going on. Chandler's a busy guy. Very. All right, Matt, next name, please.
Oh, okay. I was going to ask the panel what you guys, if you watched the Batman trailer. This is mostly for Garen and maybe Elliot.
I have watched the Batman trailer.
What'd you guys think?
I'm on board. I'm in.
Boy, mixed reviews out of the two.
Yeah.
Matt, it looks like you got to pull a Mike Pence and make a decision on this. Where's Never Not Funny landing in this?
I get it. It's dark. He's a brooding, troubled man.
It's another one of those?
It's another fucking one of those, man.
Yeah.
I'm guessing
Kyle Dotson, we all know Kyle. He did a little video clip where he took, you know, the part where Batman just beats the hell out of that one dude.
Yeah.
Mm. It's just punch, punch, punch. He put the intro of In the Air Tonight. And then right when the drums are supposed to start, here comes those punches. It's really funny.
That's like that thing that Jeff Bavko sent us, Jimmy.
Yeah.
He laughed so hard. Let me see if I can.
While you're looking for it, I want to say that my problem with the Batman thing is not so much that it's dark, but like there were parts that felt like they were unintentionally silly. Like I didn't believe the darkness, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Where can I see this trailer? I have not seen it.
It's on YouTube.
Is it on the internet?
It's on the internet.
I don't have to leave my house. I don't have to go to a drive-in.
Yeah. You're going to have to go see Tenet on opening weekend.
All right.
So you're going to have to fly to Canada.
Guys, I'm back.
Oh, good.
Oh, Amanda. Good Sorry. Lord. We thought maybe you got hit by the hurricane.
I did. Yeah.
What happened? Why did we lose you?
I don't know. I lost my connection.
All right. So show us the difference in masks, okay. And then admittedly, we're moving on.
Yes, of course. I expect that. This is the large. It is a lot bigger. This is the small. If I line them up, you can definitely see there's a pretty big difference.
Could you pick two colors that are more alike?
I don't know why I picked those two colors. I'm sorry.
Amanda.
I'm the worst.
You are the worst.
The worst. So, yeah, there you go. You probably still can't see that very well, but the large is a lot larger. It is too big for Carl, and he is 6'3".
Carl, yeah. Show your head so everybody understands what size face you're dealing with.
Show your face hole.
See that? He wears a regular size mask, everybody. That melon wears a regular size mask. So if that can handle a regular size, the small, right? We should all be getting the small. Is that what you're saying, Amanda?
Yeah, most people will wear the small. If you ordered the large, it's not that big a deal. You can just tie knots at the end of your little ear parts and it'll fit better. But I'd rather you large order bigger than smaller. So it works out if you ordered one that's too big.
All right, there you go. There's the hard sell from Amanda Zimmerman. Go to our website. There's a link right on there to get your mask if you have not done so already. Thank you, Amanda.
You're welcome. Bye, guys.
Bye, Amanda. Bye.
Good to talk to you.
Yeah.
It's Amanda Zimmerman from Fort Wayne, Indiana, the area. Here's Matt Belknap now. Matt, it's going to...
I know. I got to turn off my virtual thing.
Yeah.
Hold on.
This is also available online. I don't think this is also something you don't have to go to the drive-in.
So this is the only way you can see this, guys. Ready?
What?
Yeah. That is one of the greatest things I've ever seen.
It's great. The actual sound is the guy running into the trash cans instead of the drums. By the way, that song's great.
By the way, Jimmy,
yeah,
these guys are annoying, but there are these two brothers, like teenage kids on YouTube who just watch old music videos and film themselves watching stuff that they've never heard or seen before. And they're boring. Like their reactions are usually like, I can't believe they're popular because I don't know what anyone's getting out of it, but them watching I don't even know if they're watching the video or just listening to the song In the Air Tonight for the first time is pretty entertaining. It's two African-American kids. And I don't know what their frame of reference for pop music is at all, but based on their other videos, they don't know a lot about music. Like they haven't seen a lot of stuff. Like there's a crazy amount of stuff they've never seen or heard, but them reacting to that drum fill is so great, because just like you would expect, anybody hearing that for the first time is like, holy shit, that's awesome. And so it's very satisfying when they get to that.
All right, well, check that out. That's Matt Belknap's tip of the day on something to look forward to on the World Wide Web.
I don't know their names either. No, that didn't help.
I don't watch those, and I'll keep it close to the vest as to why I don't watch those.
What do you mean those videos?
I don't enjoy those reaction videos.
Right.
I don't like them.
Okay. I don't think you have to keep it close to the vest if you're not a fan. It seems.
Yeah. All right. Give us our next name, Matt, if you would please.
All right. How about is Davood here? Davood.
Did we already talk to Davood?
Davood Diggs?
Did he? By the way, Harry Nelson has put the smashed cast behind him, and so that he fits right in with them, and then he's going to take a snapshot of that and then start passing himself off as the cast member, and then he'll be going to those conventions and sitting at a table and signing autographs. So be on the lookout for that if it comes into your town. Katie, how's your mom doing? She hanging in there? She doing all right? All right, thumbs up. Matt, next name, please.
Yeah, Davood, we talked to in San Francisco. I think that's where he lives, and he came to our last live show.
Good.
But how about Freeman Fisher? Is he here?
Boy, I think you said that yes. Last time.
Yes.
Where's Freeman?
Oh, my God, there he is.
Freeman's in his car. Hey, Freeman, it's Chewbacca Dad. Freeman, first of all, this will surprise everybody. Love the name. Love it. Oh, crazy
thank
about
you
it.
Very much.
Is that your actual first name or is it a nickname?
No, it isn't my first name.
I thought maybe you got that. Like, yeah, you finally were released from jail and they said, You're a free man. And he went, yep, that's what I'm going to go by now. By the way, if you need a good lawyer, I know a guy in the Boston area. I don't know if he's allowed to go to Rhode Island and nowhere else, apparently. Not at the moment, though, so don't break a crime in Rhode Island. Freeman, where are you at?
Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Harrisburg, PA, right? Pittsburgh area. Is that Pittsburgh area?
I wouldn't go that far.
Other side of the state.
I'd go further, I guess, from Pittsburgh.
And what are you doing in your car? Is your family against you watching this, or did you leave your office to go out to the car to watch this?
No, I just dropped my son off at soccer practice, my older son off at soccer practice.
So you're just sitting in the car right now, just waiting?
Well, I also had he was really hoping that you'd call on us while he was in the car.
Oh, shoot.
Please, it's fine. But then I also have to go to Home Depot, so I'm stopping there. So I am now sitting in the parking lot just so that you don't have to watch me wander around Home Depot.
So you're not driving, but you've got your safety harness on, just in the off chance your car starts up on its own?
I pulled in here and did not take it off.
What do you have to get at Home Depot?
A storm door. I shut ours a little too hard the other day, and the glass shattered.
Jesus Christ! Oh. Were you having a fight with your spouse?
No, it is a very sorry. This is propped on my steering wheel. It keeps falling. No, it's a very old door.
Okay,
it's the original door.
Do they have the door that you want in stock?
I don't know what I want yet. I would say
you'll decide when you get there. And do you know how to put a door in?
I have to assume that I might be able to.
Any measuring before you left?
I have measured. Oh, I've looked online already. I've seen some that are in stock that I'm okay with, and some that are online that I may have ordered. And I also realized that I also am in my car and cannot fit the screen door in this car at the moment. So
that was my next question.
Mm-hmm. No, I was just kind of going to look in person. I need to get out there with I'm not going to wear a mask while I do it either. So
good for you. Let those cocksuckers know who a man is. Let them know. Real man just entered the depot. What, you know, some doors are apparently very easy to hang and others are very difficult. So I wish you luck with this one, Freeman.
Well, I'm expecting to get the difficult one by accident.
How many kids do you have, Freeman?
Two boys.
The two. And do they both play soccer or just this one today?
They do. They both play soccer. They're 14 and 8. My older one plays travel now. I coached him until I couldn't coach him anymore because kids at that age are kind of hard to wrangle, and figured he'd do something better. But now I coach my younger kids' team as well.
Great. And what do you do for a living? Or are you a coach?
Yeah. It pays really well. I get $20 back off of my registration fee for volunteering to be a coach every year, every season.
Good for you. That's worth it.
I do. $1,000 fee. I do admin work for an environmental consulting firm.
All of our listeners do something interesting and helpful.
Nice. And you know, in some ways, Jimmy, it's almost like by them doing it and us entertaining them, it's almost like we're doing something good.
I cured, Matt, this is 100% true. I cured 3 STDs today.
Well, I will tell you that admin work is not interesting, but I do get the opportunity to listen to podcasts all the time. So you guys are in my ear pretty often.
When you say pretty often, it sounds like not all the time. So how's the new Joe Rogan?
Oh, no, I'm more into Hollywood Handbook.
Yeah, those guys are great. I love those guys.
Yeah.
Can I tell you? I was going to share a fun fact about Freeman that maybe Freeman doesn't even know.
Freeman Fisher, I do know this.
This might make some other super fans angry, but Freeman Fisher was the very first person to sign up for the Platinum subscription when we hadn't even launched the site yet. This motherfucker somehow, I don't know what you did. You like guessed you were typing in the beta, loading the beta site or something.
I panicked and wanted to get in there, and I thought maybe I was missing out on it. So I'm like desperately searching for it. I was like, oh, I thought I was going to be here. And then, I did suspect that I possibly was.
We're the first. Congratulations.
Very exciting. Balloons fell at the Nerd Not Funny Studios. And this is weird. We popped one of those balloons and COVID flew out. And I think we're the cause of this whole thing. It was a COVID balloon, Freeman. That's the premise of that joke.
I'm glad I could help.
Freeman, what does a door cost? Give me a ball. You know what? Let me guess.
With or without handle, Jimmy.
Okay, hang on a second. Matt, Elliot, Garen, get your guesses ready.
Okay.
And who's ever closer, this is going to be, I don't know if this is fair. Freeman's got to send us $20, whoever wins.
Sounds like it's fair to me.
Freeman has to send that $20 that he saved from the soccer.
I'll do it next month. I'll do it next month from the Mario.
You're doing that, yeah. So.
All right, so.
So it was with a handle or without, was the question.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Without?
It's without?
And how nice do you want it to be?
The one that you're going to get. The one that you're thinking about getting.
Okay.
I'm going to guess.
Based on what I've looked at, let me just pick a number here.
Okay.
Before you guess. All right, go ahead.
And again, this is without handle?
No, I'm going to go with.
Oh, this is with handle.
This one comes with handle. Okay.
With handle.
That changes.
Storm door. We're going to assume it's got some glass in it because he broke a one.
Hopefully the new one doesn't.
Oh, you're going to go glassless.
I got my answer.
No, it'd be.
This guy's a hothead, Elliot. This guy breaks doors just by wall. Every time he leaves, well, fuck you then. He slams the thing. The glass falls down.
I picked my number.
Me too.
All right. I got mine. Garen, you got yours?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. I'm going to, I'll go first since I started this nightmare and I didn't write mine down, but I'm going to say 139 with handle. 139 with handle.
Okay.
See, I think Freeman's the kind of man that does not skimp on the door. So I said, white paper. I said 249.
What'd you say? 249?
Wow. 249.
Wow. I have much more faith in his ability to pick something of a high quality. You also can't see that. It says 325.
325. And I said what? I said 149. Is that what I said?
Yeah. 139.
139.
139. Well, Garen?
My guess was 149.99.
So I'm going to call that 150.
150.
I hate to give Matt another W here.
God damn it!
259.
259. Well, you know what? Look around. I think you can get yourself something a
little nicer.
You're going to be real happy with that door. Don't skip it.
All right. Well, Freeman, how long have you been married, Freeman? I assume that you're still married, unless that door situation was the cause of something. The
final straw. 6 years. It was 6 years.
About a half a dozen, it sounds like. And you got the two kids, 14 and 8, so that math doesn't work.
No, it does not. The 14-year-old is to a different mother. The 8-year-old is to the same mother, but we got married after the
fight. Well, still sounds like the math doesn't fly, Freeman. Freeman, listen, this has been a joy. Thank you for subscribing.
Can I relate a story to Matt real quick?
No, done. Thank you, Freeman.
I was actually, I was going to ask you a question about soccer, but go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay, well, since we were talking about soccer, I know you're a big Christian Pulisic fan.
Yes.
And our local professional indoor team, the Harrisburg Heat, when I was a kid, his dad played for them.
Right.
And they did a summer camp, and he was my coach at the summer camp the one year.
Oh, wow. So, that's amazing.
I just thought.
That's what I was going to ask you. Yeah, I remember reading that that didn't. Oh, no, that was in Michigan when he played a little bit on some indoor team. Christian did, I think, when he was in Michigan. But, yeah, that's awesome. So was he a good coach?
I was a child. I don't remember. He had curly hair. That's all I remember.
Just so the rest of the room knows, Christian Pulisic is probably the greatest American soccer player of all time, and he's only 21 years old right now. So.
Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh.
And it's very exciting. He's playing in England. And could be part of a team in the future that helps America finally
do something.
Do something in the world. We want to see, right? We want to see them get somewhere. So, yeah, it's exciting.
Well, we'll be thinking of a good thought. We'll be a happy thought about that.
He has a hamstring injury right now. So please send your good thoughts to him.
Nothing light and love. You know that, Matt. Freeman, a pleasure.
Thanks.
Yeah, sorry. I made you take your glasses off, Jimmy.
Actually, you're not.
They're back on.
They're back on so that I can see you. I took them off when Matt was talking because I know what he looks like. So I was able to deal with him being fuzzy. And of course, you guys all know about Fuzzy Wuzzy, right, Matt?
Yeah. He was a bear.
Mm-hmm.
Was he?
Well, yes. He was definitely a bear.
Definitely a bear. The question is, does he have any fuzz?
If he was fuzzy or not, yeah.
That's our problem. Yeah. Scott Y, get comfortable.
What's your problem?
I want to know where Scott Y is that he has a blanket on, for Christ's sake. What the?
Now there's Scott's the guy. He's got the Tottenham Hotspurs jersey on there. So
Thumbs down, says Nate from St. Louis.
I didn't know the video was on. I'm sorry.
thank God you weren't doing more than laying down back on that lounge seat, whatever you have.
Is it me or does he look like John Ritter?
Follow up. Why won't he answer us at all? That's the. I don't think he looks like John Ritter. Have you ever seen John Ritter, Garen?
I don't know. I get a little Ritter vibe.
Does anybody else show your hand if you think Scott looks like John Ritter?
Looks like his son.
Yeah. Oh, he does. Okay, you're right. Yeah. All right. That's Scott Kramer, and he knows. Yeah.
I've never gotten that before, but that's flattering.
What do you usually get, Scott?
Crap. It's really been a long time since I've been out in public. So. I'm blanking. I don't recall.
Okay.
There's also a hint of Ron Silver. If you guys know who that is.
Yeah, of course we know who Ron Silver. Don't condescend to us about Ron Silver.
Some people might not know who Ron Silver is.
Everybody in this feed knows who Ron Silver is. I guarantee it.
Cop. No, everybody knows Time Cop. He was not the cop. That was Van Damme.
We all know. All right. Matt, we have time for one more. Oh, wait. Do we? Do we have time for one more?
I don't know.
I don't know if we do.
I think we could probably squeeze.
All right, let's do one more then. Let's find
someone. I don't know. Is Rasha here? Did I throw Rasha's name out? Rasha?
You did not say Rasha.
Kowaleski. I don't think she's here. How about Aaron Shea?
Aaron had a personal phone call.
Oh, what the hell, man? I got to update this list. I think you.
Freeman's heading into Home Depot, guys, in case you're wondering.
Yeah.
Right. Hey, Freeman, put the cat down from time to time.
And also, Freeman, if you get to the door that you like, just show us the door.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Quickly. Freeman, get in there quickly and show us that door.
But we're going to be talking
to someone else. I will show you what I'm looking at.
But don't interrupt. Wait for us to acknowledge you, because we'll be talking to somebody else. And they were polite while they listened to your story.
That's Absolutely.
Yeah, I know. That sky is either beautiful or daunting.
Looks pretty. Looks gorgeous.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's Harrisburg. That's the Harrisburg Home Depot.
I'm muting myself again.
All right. Okay, we're live from the Harrisburg Home Depot.
Is Shelby Thomas here? Shelby Thomas?
I think I talked to Shelby on the phone, too.
Oh, boy. The system is broken.
I think those are people that were wafflers that then...
How about Brandon Clinton?
Yes, we have a Brandon Clinton in the room.
I talked to you on the...
Yeah, I talked to her. Hi, Brandon. Good to see you again.
Hey.
Brandon and I had a real nice phone call. Right, Brandon? Is that something we can you can confirm?
Great.
Thank you, Brandon. Sounds like you're still excited about that phone call.
Really, Kim's having. Is Kim getting a massage from her cat?
Who? I don't see Kim.
It's a big orange cat. Kim Uggerholt.
Listen, he's feeling self-conscious. He just fought another cat in the house. And
oh, no.
He just fought another cat?
Yeah, we have three cats, and two of them think they're like big machismos. And they gotta fight it out.
Is anybody else having trouble hearing Kim?
Yeah, I'm gonna need you to speak up, Kim.
Sorry.
No, Kim, we're kidding. You're the loudest human being I've ever met in my life, and I know Conan O'Brien.
You're like,
no, I've gotten that a lot. I'm so sorry.
This is like Kimberly Guilfoyle all over again.
By the way, let's Freeman Fisher, of course, is moving. We get to see him from cock level.
Yeah.
All right, the other cat. Have a fight.
Oh, wow. There is.
Oh, look at him. Let him go. Who wants to bet? I take the gray and the black.
Oh, I'm taking the chat.
You're going to win.
I'm going to what?
I'm going to win.
Oh, really?
I'm going to win. What? That one's getting hugged because it feels bad about the loss.
But he's huge.
Why does he keep going after the other cat?
Because it's coming out of territory.
Listen, the giant orange one is 13, so he's really not. And now they're just going to sit here like sad men.
Yeah, look at the two of them eyeballing each other. Yeah,
you it's my check favorite them. AMC show, guys.
What's that?
Oh, sad men.
That's nice. Look at Garen. There's your one, Garen. Take it. Take the win.
Appreciate it.
Jeff McDonald.
Welcome. Yeah, learn from my mistakes, Garen.
All right.
There we go.
All right. How about Randy, Andy Mitchell or Randy Goodlavage? Look at that name.
I think I talked to Randy.
Randy and Ann.
I could be wrong.
Mike Doyle. Mike, here are the Mikes. Mike Job. Mike Doyle. Mike Israel. Mike Penny. Any of those Mikes in here?
No. There's a Mike with no last name, but all the other Mikes are not those Mikes.
While we're waiting for that to happen, I'll tell you that when Danielle said, what's going on? I said, we're doing a live stream. I hope to talk to some people and see you guys cock at Home Depot.
Mike Beats is here.
Oh, Mike Beats is here? Where are you at, Beats? Good.
Beats my mic.
Unmute yourself, Beats.
Right here.
Oh.
Hey, Mike.
Where's Hey, Matt, look what just came in the mail.
Wait, wave your hand.
Oh, shit.
Wait, I don't see him.
Mine are supposed to come today too, but I had to leave. I'm at the studio. I had to leave before they got.
He's got an LA.
Shirt. Oh, there they are.
LAFC Sambas. These were like limited release, and I had to set a fucking alarm to wake up on Saturday to get these things.
I set an alarm and had the store open for Adidas, WSS, and Nike's to all try to buy at the same time.
And where'd you get them? WSS?
WSS.
Yeah, me too. The Adidas site was a nightmare. It didn't work at all, but WSS came through. Nice job, man. So wait, where are you? Are you in LA?
Koreatown, yeah.
Nice. I'm going to mark
you. Respect, man. Mike, what do you do here in town? What do you do for a living?
I coach high school debate.
What are you comfortable saying? What high school? Maybe you shouldn't do that.
I coach at a school on Coldwater Canyon, very close to the offices and the headquarters of Never Not Funny. It's on Coldwater in Ventura, just up behind Ralph's.
Oh,
the private school, right?
Yeah,
it's a private school.
Fancy private school. Yeah, I know that school.
Good. I mean, I'm wearing a shirt for it so I can show it.
Okay. It's over at Westlake.
Yeah.
How's the debate team? Are you guys doing debates virtually this season?
We are. We will be doing all of the tournaments virtually this year.
Well, I guess that's the one thing you can, like, right? Debate, you can.
Good point.
Yeah, that's great. Good for you guys. And how does your team do year to year?
Wow. Very good. We're a very good team.
I hear they got a great coach. That's what I'm hearing.
I mean, it's the school's made it a priority, so. We've got I think we usually have about 100 kids on the team.
Holy
wow.
I've got 2 full-time assistants that only coach debate.
Oh my God.
Can I ask a question, Jimmy?
Hang on. Let Matt ask his, Elliot, and then you can go right ahead. And anybody else wants to ask a question, please raise your hand now and I'll get to you when I can. Question, we're talking with the debate coach, Mike Beats.
Yes.
I know a lot of you guys have questions for Mike. A lot of people were emailing me saying, hey, if you get a chance to talk to Mike, I'd like to have a question. I've got a lot of debate questions. So, Matt, you have a question for Mike?
Well, you know, because obviously debate is so popular. This is like getting to talk to like a Mike Shanahan or like a Phil Jackson. It's like
this is
to
have a we're getting it. We're getting Westlake, the best of Westlake.
Yeah. So, Mike, I know Will Ferrell's kids go to that school. Do you ever have any of his sons in your?
No, but they were in the debate class. But they've never been on the team.
Okay. Not good enough, huh?
Not interested, I guess. I don't know. There's lots to do at our school.
No. Imagine being your dad. You're never going to live up to that. You're never going to live up to that. Oh, hang on, Mike. Mike, we got breaking news. Elliot, please hold your question. Freeman, please unmute yourself so that everybody can see you. Let's take a look at that door. Now, if we would have seen it, my guess would have been much higher. Freeman, show your door.
All right, hold on.
Yeah, we hear you.
There we go.
There we go. Now, which one do you think about? Is this part of the 3000 series, by the way?
You know it, man. Out of what's here, I would say something like this, which is a full-on glass door.
A lot of glass. Based on your behavior, I would get something
with glass. I know.
Yeah.
But we've lived there for 6 years, and this is the first time I've broken it. So
yeah, but it sounds like maybe as you're getting older, you're getting more angry.
Yeah.
I think that is.
And what color are you going to get, Freeman?
Certainly not this. This is a beige-ish cream kind of thing. We'd go with white, I would say. But I like this because it has a screen as well.
I like that one. Yeah. So it's a good-looking door.
But we are looking between 294 down to, like, 2. I think there's one more over here I like. I think this guy right here, similar, 289. So, yeah, it's all in that range. Either
Can
way,
you get Matt, closer to
Matt,
it, Freeman?
That was... I'm sorry. Hey, give me a break.
So it seems like we're getting a little bit closer to the 325 that I had.
The range. Well, Freeman, good luck with that. Any of those doors, I think you'd be proud to open on a regular basis.
slam shot.
And to carefully close.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, get something with a hydraulic on it. All right, Freeman, shut your thing off. We're talking to Mike Beats. Debate.
Get out.
You bet. See you guys. Thank you.
What a joy.
Sorry.
That's Freeman. But now we get to go back to Mike Beats, one of the best debaters. He was one of the best debaters. Now he's one of the best debate coaches. Elliot, you had a question for Mike Beats?
Yeah. I don't know if this is a question that you've heard a bunch or you've never heard, but I want to say I was listening to Radiolab, and they were talking about national debate competitions. And there's a thing. I did debate when I was in junior high school and high school, and we set our premise. We debated against each other, but now apparently there's some kind of points thing where the more you say, the more points you get. So you get people that they're talking really fast. They're saying all these things. And they've got all these facts. Is that the strategy that you guys have to use?
I mean, we do. The kids do speak very, very quickly. A layperson would not understand what they're saying. The point is not to speak fast. The point is if your opponent does not respond to a particular argument by the rules of debate, that argument becomes quote unquote true. And so a strategy is to just sort of outspeak your opponent, like go fast enough so that your opponent can't get to all their points.
So you assert as many things as you possibly can so that they don't have enough time to get to every single one of them.
Well, I mean, we're researching a master's degree worth of research on a topic. So there's lots of good arguments that can be made. You won't do well if you're just saying garbage. Like, you have to be making good arguments.
Elliot, are you happy with that answer?
I was very interested in the response. Yes, I think
that's very fast. That,
yeah,
That's a great question. I have a question, not debate related. Can we get more headroom in your video, Mike? Is that possible? If we get a little more space above your head. That'd be great. Not enough. Let's find a right in the middle. There we go. Let's Goldilocks this son of a bitch. Mm-hmm. What? Mike, tell us more about your personal life. Are you in a relationship there in Koreatown?
No.
You don't have time, right? The debate's your lover.
Every weekend.
Made me laugh. I'm not going to lie to you. I've been enjoying me today. What? can we acknowledge, by the way, how crazy it is that not only do these people all have great, neat, interesting jobs, 9 out of 10 of them have cats.
Who's got a dog?
Who's got a dog? You, Mike Beach?
Yeah, he's right here.
Now we're talking cats, Mike. You want to debate fucking cats and dogs?
Yeah, let's do it. Dogs are great.
Look at the love that Harry Nelson's getting right now from his cat as he pets his little head.
Never not shopped as a cat on his head. That's a real life cat.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. Oh, that's wonderful. Look at how the balance that cat has.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I don't even know how I would do that.
Oh, that's but look at Mike Beach's little dog eating. What's the dog's name, Mike?
Desmond.
Is that Desmond? Named after the great songwriter Desmond Child?
No.
Don't say no as if I'm fucking serious.
He's a Cairn Terrier, so he's Scottish. Mm-hmm. My name is Desmond.
All right.
Kim is gobsmacked. Look at her jaw. couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe how cute that dog was.
I am so glad I was looking at that square the second you said that, Matt, because she was gobsmacked is the best. Oh, my God. It was wonderful. Hey, Freeman, turn off your goddamn camera.
Seriously, I'm getting seasick. By the way, can we acknowledge how fucking long it took him to get to the doors? I couldn't believe
how Home Depot. It's a big place. It's big. It's
the like doors are never by the front door.
Well,
I stick up for myself real quick?
Yes, Freeman.
I was walking around waiting for you to finish your conversation. I'm killing time there.
Okay,
I'm gonna mute myself.
All right, thank you, Freeman.
I feel like this is the third time we've had that particular interaction where somebody was at a Home Depot, perhaps Freeman. And they apologized because they didn't want to interrupt the conversation. Somebody looked back at either that or I'm having a deja vu.
Oh, you're having a deja vu.
I think your brain is malfunctioning.
Well,
Ali Citron says deja vu.
The chat was quick to point out that I did that Davu Diggs joke last time.
No shit. Hey, chat, mind your business. Just enjoy yourself. Stop typing.
The pros, they develop the material and then they use it. You know, you don't just do a joke once and then leave it in the trash.
Exactly. Yeah. Matt, does Phil Mickelson leave his 7-iron out of the bag because he used it before? He does not.
Never.
Probably uses it every round.
He loves that 7-iron.
Loves it. I got it. Man. Let him win the Masters.
If he had to pick one club to play the whole fucking course with, what would...
If I had to?
No, if Phil Mickelson had to.
Well, you know what? I'm going to give you the same answer that Phil would. 7-iron.
That's right.
Because it's got a little bit of a... You can hit it far if you want to. It's got a little bit of a loft when you're getting closer to the green. Yeah. It's also then flat enough that you could putt with it.
It's like a Swiss Army knife of clubs.
The goddamn... That's the 7-iron.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know about the fundamentals, right, Gary?
Oh, for sure. I know about the spikes. I know about the grass. I know about the greens. I know it all.
Can you tell me, a golfer, what a spike is?
A shoe.
Oh, a shoe. Thank you.
Shoe.
About a tee.
I call them spikes. Cleats.
I think they all are called spikes. What do you call them?
They don't
call
just called golf shoes.
Golf shoes. Golf shoes.
Who was that? Was that you, Mike Beats?
It was.
Mike, do you golf? I know your Koreans love to swing the clubs. Are you a golfer, Mike?
No, not.
You got that driving range right near your house.
Yeah, really cool. I never golfed. Never golfed.
Oh, you should get out there. Use the 7-iron. That's the club everybody's raving about these days.
By the way, are you of Korean descent? Because you live in Koreatown, but that doesn't necessarily mean
I am of Korean descent, indeed.
I should have trusted the best detective. I'm sorry, Jimmy.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you, Matt. All right, Mike, we got to go.
Okay.
We have a sorry to keep you, Mike. Sorry didn't mean to bother you. You said okay, like it was the okay. Finally, yeah, end this fucking nightmare.
Mike, are you a season ticket holder for LAFC?
I am. In fact, I think last year I set you and your son up for a game.
You were, yes. Hey. Thank you. That's right. And you know what? Thank you for reminding me of that, because I still have your Hello Kitty.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
I don't know when I'm going to ever see another person.
I'll email you.
Okay, yeah. I can just mail it to you. But I still have it. They did a giveaway. The Bank of California, they did a giveaway with little Hello Kitties wearing LAFC jerseys. And I got to go the night they were doing that. Mike gave me his tickets. And so he said, can you just get me one of those Hello Kitties? And I said, sure. And then I got it and I emailed him and never heard back from him. So
come on, Mike.
He's really busy.
Yeah, you blew it, man. I think I'm just going to keep it.
Hey, you know my thoughts on this, that I like to keep, separate church and state as far as interacting with the fans. You know, show versus fans, they're the enemy. You know that. But Matt, I think that you and Mike should go see one of these matches when they're back up and running.
Well, the thing is, he was there. I saw him at the game that he gave me the tickets for, because he was sitting. Were you in your friend's seats? I don't know what you were doing.
No, I had I don't need to go to. I gave you tickets for two games.
Oh, okay.
When I was at one, you were. When I was not at.
Right. That's right. Okay, that's right. Well, right, because I obviously didn't see you at the one that with the Hello Kitty thing, because you would have gotten your own thing. Anyway, thank you again for those tickets. They were amazing. And
you get season tickets now?
No, I didn't, because I basically know enough people like you who will just give me tickets.
Well, I've upgraded mine, so next time when we're back in session, we can go.
Oh, here we go. Better seats.
I can't wait until we can actually go back. I know that what's annoying to the rest of the room here, LAFC is playing in Salt Lake City tonight, and they're letting people in Salt Lake City, so the bunch of fucking people in Utah get to see our team play in person, and we don't even get to see them here. It's very frustrating.
You're better off. They're all.
Yeah, I feel better not being there.
2 weeks.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, if that would kill me if it was available, if I was able to, but then I would have to make the choice myself. I'm glad I don't have to make that choice, because I think I would probably not go, but feel bad about it.
Here. Mike, good talking to you.
Thanks, Mike.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, Mike. Well, listen to those tones. You don't want to debate that guy here.
I'll shut you down with just a stern word.
It's mesmerizing. That's Mike Beats. All right, listen, you guys, this has been fun. Great to see everybody. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. We're going to do it again, of course, next month. We'll do one of the... Also, next month, we have the bingo night. Again, next month, we're going to do the quarterly bingo game. So we're going to do that again next month. I enjoyed the bingo so much that I said, let's do bingo again. So we'll do bingo, where, of course, you play bingo, and then whoever wins the game then plays sevens. Whoever ends up winning sevens gets a prize. I think that's what we did last time.
Can I just say the light hitting your face makes it look like you have a white mustache and white eyebrows? like you look like Hulk Hogan all of a sudden.
I'm a Polaroid Groucho.
Keep it right there. Yeah, that's the Hulk.
Oh, I do look like, yeah, that's Hulk Hogan. You're right. Hey, brother. So thank you, everybody, for joining us. Stay safe. That's my I insist you stay safe. 10-2, Harry Nelson. I'm talking to you. I'm worried about you and the and then that cat. I want you to be very safe. Rick Brown, good to see you and the kids. Kevin Clavin. All right, everybody leaves. We say goodbye as we always do. On behalf of Garen Cockrell, Elliot Hopper, Matt Belknap, I'm Jimmy Pardo. I will see you next time. Ah, the pocket. AK-47, gone, not forgotten. Greg Newman, we'll see you later. Jeff Williams, we'll see you. Nate and Megan, we'll see you. Chandler White, we'll see you. Craig Freeman. We'll see you. Scott Y, goodbye. There's Ali Citron saying goodbye. I'm quickly trying to get to these people. Kim Ogerhall, see you later. Mike Beats, see you later. There's Robbie Hartnett. We'll see you, Robbie. Scott McClain, we'll see you, pal. Good to talk to you. There's Rachel. Goodbye. Rick DeMint, good to see you. Say hello to Erica Forrest. Kenny Baldridge, good to see you again. There's Lacey Carroll. Goodbye, Lacey. Karen Pagoda, we'll see you later. Bye-bye. Harry Nelson, scram, you're done. David Lang, we'll see you, pal. Never Not Shopped, we'll see you, brother. David Cummings, sticking around. Hey, Mike, there's Mike Amendera, waiting for that movie theater to reopen someday. Craig in Seattle, we'll see you later. Matt Larson, see you. Chris Bodart, see you later. Hi, Denise. There's Jeremy Smith. See you, Jeremy. Scott Y, we'll see you. You can turn the camera off and the audio off. You can get rid of everything now. We say goodbye to Ariana. Bye, Ariana. Doug Tobacco, we'll see you. Jeff Oliver, good to see you. There they are from Denver. Jeff and his beautiful lady friend, whose name I don't remember. Andy Blood, there he is with the man bun. Good thing we didn't talk to him earlier. See you, Andy. There's
True Blood.
There's Spambino. I don't know what that is. There's ZZ Todd. Good to see you. Kennedy Todd, get his shirts on Amazon if that's your thing. Rayburn Simmons, see you later. Blake Davies, we'll see you. The Gilberts, we'll see you guys. Sean Deegan, thank you for the Chicago visual. Good to see you, pal. Michael Mann, we'll see you later. Blake Davies is here, but now no longer. See you, Blake. There's our buddy Raj Koop. Good to see you again, Raj. Sean Deegan, hang up. You're done. You're out. Michael Mann, we say goodbye. Scram. Hi, Deirdre. Bye, Deirdre. Cliff Ames, good to see you again from Seattle. There's James Batens. We'll see you, James. See you, Justin. See you, Michael Myers. Alex Pitts, good to see you. Justin Gadinzia, we'll see you later. I don't know if I said that wrong at all. Probably not right at all, but you got that man bun, so I don't give a shit. There's James. How about Arita? We'll see you later, James. Micah Myers, not Mike Myers. See you, Micah. Mm. Ben Weirs, see you, Ben. Douglas Ballman. Well, you can't be happy with that last name, Doug. See you, Doug. Ken Roberts, good to see you. Shane, good to see you. Hey, there's Shane, my buddy Shane, my White Sox buddy Shane. Good to see you, Shane. There's Johnny Sparkles. He's got the Twitter Pardo Comedy Classics. If you're looking to see some stuff on Twitter, he's your guy. Denisha, good to see you.
Happy birthday. Andy,
what? Who? What?
It's Denisha's birthday yesterday.
Oh, happy birthday, Denisha.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. There's Andy Jerzyk from Indy. Thank you for clarifying where you're from, Andy. We don't want to the other ones. John Karp, see you later. Lorraine, good to see Lorraine Frid. Look at, there's Jason Baldwin with a gorgeous head of COVID hair. Look at that head. Jesus.
That's nice. That's a racer head shit right
looks
there.
Great. Debbie Weissman, good to see you again. By the way, I never saw Debbie Weissman in the 15 years we've been doing the show. Three times in the last month I've seen Debbie Weissman. Yeah, one of these things. Good to see you, Debbie. Tanner, good to see you. Hyatt, hate. Good to see Tanner. Tanner, there's talk about you getting new, bigger headphones. I hope that happens someday. Dan Hart, good to see you, pal.
Maybe just a tiny man.
That's true. Could be standard size headphones, tiny man. Yeah,
headphones on a tiny guy.
Scott Beer, good to see you. Scram. There's Dan. Oh, you got to be shitting me. You guys see who just popped up on the fucking screen?
Oh, yeah. You know, the chat had been wondering about that. And
you got to be shitting me.
I was trying to keep out of it, but.
This show was flawless, and then this motherfucker shows his face. There's Padley. There's Dan Padley. God damn it.
See, here's the problem. Now people are lingering because they want to hear these bits.
Yeah.
When your name gets called, you go, Jason.
Yeah, all right. Kevin Suki. Good to see you, Kevin. Just had a nice conversation with Kevin on Sunday. Steve Jura, good to see you. Scott Bear, we made it clear. We've said goodbye to you. Charles Sullivan, see you later. Freeman Fisher, we'll see you. Good luck on that door. Jeremy Herbel, good to see you. Good luck. Jeremy Herbel and I have a bet going on who's going to win Rookie of the Year. He's got Kyle Lewis. I've got Lewis Robert. And I fear I'm going to lose that $7,000 that we bet.
I'll take Ken Griffey.
Dan Telso, see you later, Dan. Andy Fields, we'll see you. Eli Selzer, we'll see you. Adam Schaefer from Portland, we'll see you. Jeff Scalise, we'll see you. Hamish, we'll see you, pal. There's Hamish from Down Under.
Yeah.
Bridget, good to see you again. Bryce, we'll see you, Bryce. Shelly Eaglin, that's a name. Boy, I love it. See you, Shelly. Ed Milton, we'll see you, Ed. But Jesus Christ, we'll see you. There's our buddy Stephen Yates.
There he is.
Stephen, just say hello. Just say hello so we can hear your voice so I can sleep safely.
Hello, Jimmy. Sleep well.
Thank you. God.
Where the river meets the sound.
Thank you, Steve. Stephen Yates. David Koontz, good to see you, Dave. Nick Martucci, we'll see you, Dave. See you, Nick, rather. I'm sorry. You just said his name. How do you fuck it up the second later?
You still wanted to say goodbye to Dave.
Errol Jackson, see you later. Adam Schaefer, I can't be more clear. Scram. Get out of here. Errol Jackson, see you later. Felicia Canny, we'll see you. There's Chad White. See you, Chad. Look at Chad. No, seriously, look at him.
Pro podcast setup over there. Look at that.
I know. Look at him. He's
nice microphone.
Maybe he's, I know.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I think he's recording something in the fireplace based on the angle of the mic. Look at Sean George, another
great
cat
smile
lover
too.
Or is that a little doggy? What does
that's
he have there?
It's a cat.
Is that a cat? Look at that. Yeah. Beautiful kitty cat.
Katie Mitchell's on the move, guys. Katie Mitchell is on the move.
She's left her mom behind.
What if she's going to Home Depot to kick the shit out of Freeman? You know what? I don't live that far from there. Fuck that guy. Sean George, good to see you. AD from NZ, good to see you. Katie, where are you going? Okay, see you,
home.
Katie.
I think home.
All right, home. She was at her mom's. Bob here, good to see you. Carl Cole, good to see you. Justin Scruggs, good to see you. Jake Hakila. Hakila? Jake? Close? All right, see you later. We'll learn about it next time. The Great Orbox. Mm. He's around. Right? He just took a screw out of his ass. there's Stacy Beauchamp. Hi, Stacy. Look at the little boy. Hello, little guy. What a joy. Hey. See you, little guy. What a sweet little face. What a good looking kid. All right, we say goodbye to Charlotte's own Paul Nicely.
Why do you refuse to let Scott Kramer leave? He's just lingering endlessly.
I don't know. I honestly don't know if it's punishment or not.
I don't either.
All right. And then Ryan Fay. We say goodbye to Ryan Fay. There's Ryan. I don't know if this is a compliment or not. He's about to go into the Brian Posehn lookalike contest. See how that pans out for him. Karen Escobel. Always great to see Karen. There's Fred Guest. Hey, Fred, be safe up in those fires, buddy. Stay safe.
Yes, I'm good.
All right, good. I'm glad to hear it. Stay safe, though. Cy Barlow, we'll see you, Cy. Good to see you. Dylan Wise, good to see you. Hope you got that, whatever you were cooking. I hope it worked out. That's it. Everybody else is that everybody else?
What did you say? Mike Dixon? Did you get Mike Dixon?
Oh, no, there he is. See you, Mike. Mike Dixon, we'll see you later. Ryan Fay, you got to scram. You know the rules.
What happened to Padley?
I don't know, Padley. I think Padley left. He wasn't supposed to leave, though.
Padley took off.
If I don't say goodbye, you got to go. All right. See you, Mike Dixon. All right. Then we got Hamish, John, Never Not Shop, Freeman, TJ, Sarah, Adam, Jamie, Cordova, Adam Waddle, Shah, Christy Colleen, Jessica Jones, John Walker, Lucas, Danielle, Carlos. God damn it. It's a good thing only 200 people show up for this fucking thing.
Could you imagine if it was 10 times as many?
Off video?
What's that?
I didn't realize there were more people. They don't have video on.
Yeah, there's Brad. All right, that's it. I don't say goodbye unless you're on video. See you, Brad. I want to be able to wave to you. All right, Brad. Brad's leaving. Burr Martin. There's Burr. See you, Burr. All right, everybody else.
Kramer is the last man standing.
Bye, everybody. Thank you so much for subscribing. The love that you do. Tony Zaccaro, good to see you. Danielle Fay, Carlos Fugazi. Pixel 3. Jesus Christ. Pixel 3 is here? Wait, did Matt leave?
No, I'm here.
No.
Oh, I'm so fucking dumb. I changed the page and then wondered where everybody went.
I just did the same thing.
What an idiot I am. Where did everybody go? Stephen Brown, good to see you, Steve. Stay safe, Stephen. All right, everybody else, we'll see you later. And finally,
hanging strong.
We say goodbye to Scott Kramer. See you, Scott.
Yay.
All right. So, thank you, everybody. Those of you, Bill, good to see you. Kilt Bill, Doug Giovanni, Pixel 3, John Kelmer. That's everybody, right? Dan O'Neill, Freeman Fisher, Hamish, Scott Sibley. And I think I've got everybody else. All right. We're done. Susan Farlander. We'll see you later. Martin Campos. He just popped up. How do people keep showing up?
They heard you were still talking.
All right. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.